Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Here's something that's getting to be more fact than fiction. North Korea's launching of a long-range missile test over the weekend. The Hwasong-12 is its most powerful one yet, and one on course in its development to have the capability to reach the west coast of the United States. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was reportedly seen celebrating and laughing at the success of the rocket test, which observers say reached a height of more than 1,200 miles during its 30-minute flight. Kim Jong-un's aggressive pursuit of a ballistic missile program is now the business of a UN Security Council meeting today. Daryl Kimball is executive director of the Arms Control Association. Daryl, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Has anyone ever measured the payload that North Korea is capable of launching into space or into orbit or into just a high atmosphere?
Well, I think the North Koreans are trying to test that right now. We don't have a good sense right now of what kinds of payloads they have. In other words, our knowledge about the details of their nuclear warhead design characteristics and capabilities are not clear. They're working on nuclear warheads, and they're also working on ballistic missiles that can carry those weapons, and they're making rapid progress, as the recent ballistic missile test shows.
But we don't really have good raw data on just the weight that they could carry as a payload, do we?
Well, we have some information about the characteristics of the missiles that they have been testing. The Hwasong-12, the new missile that was just tested a few days ago, is capable of carrying a significant payload a long distance. The weight of the payloads will determine how far the ballistic missile can go and how far that that warhead could be carried. But this ballistic missile test shows that North Korea is making rapid progress with intermediate range ballistic missiles that can go 3,000 to 4,000 kilometers. And this particular test provided them with information about ICBM development, an intercontinental range ballistic missile that could theoretically reach the United States and would have a range of about 8,000 kilometers.
It sounds like these new developments are pretty alarming to you.
Yeah, I think the Hwasong-12 ballistic missile test is a significant technological leap forward for the North Koreans. It shows that they are rapidly making progress towards an intercontinental ballistic missile. I think many have underestimated their ballistic missile capabilities. What is disconcerting about this test is that it was apparently successful. It was a lofted trajectory. In other words, it went higher than usual, and that also allowed them to test the reentry characteristics of the warhead on the way down, the simulated warhead. So they are beginning to get some information about how to not just launch a warhead into the atmosphere, but to bring it down on target. So to me, this underscores the fact that there's a rapidly closing window of opportunity to pull back from potential escalation and war with North Korea. And we need to have not just concerted pressure from China, South Korea, the United States, and others, but also we need to find a way to engage with North Korea to first cap and then reverse their nuclear progress. And that's going to be a difficult task that requires tough and determined diplomacy, but it's clearly time to try to achieve that before they make further gains with missile and nuclear development.
Daryl Kimball is executive director of the Arms Control Association. Mr. Kimball, thank you so much.
Thank you.